Yeah.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:05 in the morning. It's November the 1st. It's a turkey month. How appropriate that it be election day tomorrow. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to our show. Welcome to this month. Welcome to this year. If you're just getting up right now, or if you've just started trying out that medicinal marijuana, it's a little bit early this morning. So, hey, we're joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Come on, Bad Bob, you can do better than that. It's a Monday.
Remember, a loaded society is a compliant society.
Oh, gosh. Now we're getting quotes.
I didn't even know why you said that to start off the November 1st.
Well, the thing on the BBC this morning about that, you know, all these various drugs are less harmful than alcohol. And, yes, alcohol is harmful, but it's you wonder what's going on behind the scenes.
To say crack and heroin is less harmful.
I think it has to do with accessibility. I mean, talk about Mark Twain's quote about lies, damn lies, and statistics has never been more true.
Yeah, you know what? And we've got another player that just rolled in here, Jim Brimmer.
Good morning. I just had a quick comment. You know, we're talking about Halloween. I hope everybody had a good Halloween. We had a few trick-or-treaters, not as many as we'd like, but we always decorate and have a good time. But Halloween actually came early for me this year because on Saturday in the mail, I got my property tax bill and 3 political ads. Talk about scary stuff. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Well, you know what? Come to think of it, we got ours, too. And, we're looking at it going, well, the only good thing about it, it's one of those good thing, bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I don't have to pay as much taxes this year. Ooh, bad thing. My house isn't worth what it was last year.
Good news and bad news. Yeah. Ups and downs.
Okay, Jim.
That is a little scary. Hey, Jim, and thank you so much. Jim Brimmer, of course, we have our two guys here. Bob Belongi and Jim Brimmer that, help. This is our family that make this machine move. And, we're really appreciative. The weather today, mostly sunny. Can you believe that? Yay, after a wet weekend with a high of 73. Tonight, patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low of around 50. Now, I want to tell you about quickly before we take our first break of the day. It was on this day, in 1848, the first medical school exclusively for women opened its doors to 12 students. This is so cool. The female medical school was founded by Samuel Gregory. 26 years later, the school was Boston University School of Medicine, becoming the first co-ed of medical colleges in the workplace. Well, actually, it's cut off, so I'm trying to figure out medical colleges in the WOR.
World?
Hey. That sounds good. 1944, the whimsical tale about an invisible rabbit named Harvey. Remember that?
I do.
I bet you thought about Harvey a lot.
Why?
Opened in New York City. On the play by Mary Chase, won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Movie fans remember the classic film Stewart and one of his most famous roles.
Jimmy Stewart.
In 1950, the first black man to play in the National Basketball Association hit the hardwood, and it's cut off again. Cooper was in the Boston Celtics lineup for a game played in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And basically, George Harrison's soundtrack, LP Wonderful, was released. It was the first solo album from the Beatles. And Abbey Road in 1969 by the Beatles was number one on the U.S. album charts.
Oh.
That was November 1st.
November 1st. Okay, the big day about today is, today we're having Enjoy Magazine on. We're going to be talking, first of all, about some of the propositions, tell you what we think of them. You can, it's a free opinion, so you can, you get what you pay for. We're going to talk about how we do not endorse local, that. And that includes county. But we will endorse, Senate, Assembly, in the U.S. Congress, and of course we'll do Senate and governors and all that, and we'll talk about the propositions and why we like the propositions or don't like a proposition. Then at 7:30 we're going to have Enjoy Magazine. It's going to roll in here for their regularly scheduled first Monday of the month, and then at 8 o'clock we're having Ken Murray and Mayor Patrick Jones are going to kind of square off their last debate of the election cycle. And then, of course, tomorrow, the big day. If you don't vote, you're un-American. Yes, that's right. If you don't vote, you're un-American.
We're going to vote in the booth. We like to have the little tag, I voted. It's, I don't know, what is that? It's almost like, you know, having a, I don't know, there's something that's rewarding to me. It's the physicality of it.
I bet if they gave people $5 to vote, there'd be more people.
I do not want to ever vote through the mail. I know some people have to. Oh, and by the way, for those seniors, the Senior Nutrition Center, for those seniors cannot make to the polling booth, we announced it last week to contact the Senior Nutrition Center, and they will make accommodations for you to get to your nearest polling booth.
Also, if you call the Republican Party here in town, they will make arrangements to get you there. Okay, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Citizens of Reading, the recent compensation survey commissioned by the Reading Chamber of Commerce and Builders Exchange proves that many of our Reading employees already received next to, if not the absolute lowest in overall benefits and wages. Measures A and B are simply a smokescreen for the special interest projects of Mayor Jones, Councilpersons Bozzetti and MacArthur. Behind the scenes, federal stimulus dollars have been spent on paving the road to Coach Rick Bozzetti's ballpark. Without council approval, Patrick Jones seeks federal dollars for his Oasis Road project. Why weren't their pet projects put on ballot measures? Mayor Jones and Councilman Bozzetti say they want the input of Reading citizens. However, at the June 15th council meeting, Bozzetti made it clear that his mind was made up regardless of how the citizens vote on measures A and B. These council members are behaving like dictators. We deserve council persons who do the job they were elected to do. Vote no on measures A and B, and elect council persons who will do their job. Paid for by IBEW, Local 1245.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Shasta County residents deserve honesty, integrity, and accountability from all their public servants. With proven leadership skills, experience, and fiscal responsibility, Les Baugh is again the right person for County Supervisor District 5. He brings his continued commitment to serve Shasta County on a full-time basis.
My name is Les Baugh. Listening to you, I help stop tank. Fought Forest Service road closures, helped push back unneeded septic tank fees, and spoke out as your public voice. I have helped across my district with everything from business expansion to fire suppression. I work tirelessly to help all residents of Shasta County. When reelected, I will continue to promote community, public safety, jobs, and business with a proven commitment to responsible financial management. I work for you, and I'm available. My personal cell is 941-4748. I would sincerely appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Les Baugh, County Supervisor, District 5, 2010.
Good morning, North State.
Can we have any slower, more sedate,
no,
more mournful music than this, Bob, to come in on a break?
Wait just a second. It'll come in just a minute.
We don't have a minute. We've only got 2 hours in the show.
Wait a minute. I was waiting for it. It starts to go into a beat. Anyway, KCNR 1460, good morning. It's Monday. It's November 1st.
Tomorrow's Election Day.
Yes. Are you ready? I can just tell you're amping up.
Well, you know, I am ready. I'm ready for this to be over. And, you know, the thing about it is...
Oh, before we go, I wanted to say real fast.
Okay.
Thank you, Cameron Middleton. Thank you for the coffee and the scones. Thank you for the smiley face, driving through early before we come here. I just want to give a shout-out. Java City over there on the corner, right down from the studios. Thank you, Cameron, for always being involved in everything that's going on here in town, too. You're a good man.
Okay, let's go endorsements. You know, we said we wouldn't endorse anybody local, or that means in county or the city, and we're not. We will never do that. We will bring everybody on the show. We'll try to ask them all the same kind of questions. And by the way, Friday, thank you very much. We had five of the union representatives of our unions for the city. All five showed up down at Tobacco and Brew for our town hall meeting. We had just a number of people in there, just dozens and dozens of people in there that had questions. And where sometimes it became a little contentious, it was not uncivil, which was the main part. Now, you can go to Free Fire Radio and go into under Town Hall Meetings, and you can listen to what was said. And we're going to be having it up on YouTube also later on this week, or parts on it. Now, endorsements. Now, it's tough when you're making endorsements when you're trying to think of what exactly, who could do the best job for us. And that's essentially... is kind of part of it, but what's the best job for America, too? You know, it's not just for us. Maybe it's time to start thinking a little bit beyond that and go into who could do the best job for the citizens of the state and the country. Okay, so for Congress, we went with Wally Herger. You know, right now we're concerned that the changes that have been made over the past 2 years and really 4 years just haven't been working well. I mean, you can blame it on anything you want. You know, I'm tired, frankly, of hearing of Bush's wars and all that. That's way past. They're Obama wars now. They were Obama wars the day he took over as commander-in-chief. There's been no changes. There's, we're getting out of Iraq. Well, that was because that's what was happening anyway. That was the plan back when I was there in 2006. This exact same plan. Afghanistan, we've pushed in another 36,000 troops, and I'm not sure what their strategy is on this. We have launched, like four times the amount of drone strikes into Pakistan, now into Yemen. And now Yemen's fighting back and sending us letter bombs. So the thing is that, and then the economy, the healthcare fiasco, taking over part of the auto companies, they're paying it back. Ford didn't take any money, is posting huge profits and hiring new people. They didn't get any of the money. Anyway, there's a lot of reasons not to continue with the Democratic majority in Congress. This is just one of them. Doug LaMalfa, to go back to be our senator for our area up here, Doug's done a real good job. And frankly, the guy who's running against him, we're not quite too sure what he stands for. We've asked him to come on the show. Never got an answer on that. And Jim Nielsen. Jim Nielsen's our assemblyman, has done a really fine job, and you look at the Williamson Act and a number of other things. When you go into for Senate, of course, Carly Fiorino, Barbara Boxer is an example of failed policies. Just absolutely failed. She voted for all of the bailouts. She voted for all of the health care plan. She's voted for the cap and trade. She's voted for all of that, all of which have hurt the California economy, have hurt the California economy. And also, if we want to take it out beyond, this health care plan could literally ruin one of the best health care systems in the world. Not only that, she lied about how she treated the general. She said, he wasn't offended. That's a lie. And the way she handled the whole thing, it was a lie. We've had enough. She's been there 26 years. It is time for her to leave. It is time for her to leave. Carly Fiorino, I believe, will give a breath of fresh air and has the potential to really, really help the state. And, of course, for governor, Meg Whitman. Jerry Brown's been there. He's been part of this apparatus that has got us into this, where you see headlines that says right now companies face roadblocks and that California's business tax climate continues to be the second worst in the whole United States. In the entire United States, California is number two in being the worst for taxing businesses. Worst tax climate. Not only that, Jerry Brown allowed the bargaining to begin. He has been supported by the big unions. He, you know, talks about, oh, let's bring control back down to the counties and the cities. Why would he start that now? He's never done it before. So those are our choices. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk propositions before we get Enjoy Magazine started. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Reckless spending in Washington has created a national debt that threatens our future. That's why we need Wally Herger working for us. The group Citizens Against Government Waste calls Wally Herger, quote, a taxpayer hero for his work to reduce spending and cut waste from the federal budget. A local rancher and small businessman, Wally Herger injects common sense and North State values into the debate in Congress. Herger knows America's greatness doesn't come from government. It comes from the ingenuity and hard work of the American people. He opposes any effort to put government bureaucrats in charge of private businesses. The North State needs jobs, and Wally Herger is working to create them through lower taxes and less government regulation. And nobody does more to protect our water and to use our natural resources wisely than Wally Herger. Effective, conservative, respected. Wally Herger, working for us.
This is Wally Herger, and I approve this message.
This is John Kupal, president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, with a question for homeowners. Could you keep your home if your property taxes tripled? That's what it was like when Jerry Brown was governor, before voters passed Proposition 13. In a recent debate, Tom Brokaw asked Meg Whitman and Jerry Brown where they stand on Prop 13. Whitman said she's running for governor to protect Prop 13. But Jerry Brown answered, "There are no sacred cows. We have to look at things." In 1978, Brown vigorously opposed Prop 13. Now it sounds like he's ready to repeal it. Without Prop 13, home ownership would be nearly impossible for millions of Californians. Meg Whitman is the only candidate taxpayers can trust to defend it. Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association Political Action Committee and vote for Meg Whitman on November 2nd, because Californians deserve a governor they can trust to cut taxes, cut spending, and protect Prop 13.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor 2010.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
Hey, hun, guess what?
What?
I just got back from the doctors, and my weight is down by 10 pounds, my blood pressure is lower, and my cholesterol is down. And you know why?
Why?
We've been going to Adamson's Peak Performance. The diet they offered to us and the workouts have just been a success.
Extremely beneficial. Why don't you go to Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's or adamsonspeakperformance.com. Go in and check it out and find a program that's right for you. And we'll see you there. Morning. You're listening to KCNR 1460. This is Carl and Linda Bott. It's Moody Monday morning music. You know, we have been through. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Kick it in. I'm going to feel
the first
like
10
kick
seconds
in.
There,
as soon as you hit the ground, it's like, I'm ready to just take that day and make up mine. You know, tomorrow, I think we're all exhausted. I mean, we've gone through Halloween. There was the whole week of Halloween and so many events going on, and then the elections. You know, the elections have been maybe it's because we're doing what we're doing, but there's been some hostilities, and that drains me. I don't know about you. So I'm going to be looking so forward to tomorrow, and then it's going to be what it's going to be, and hopefully we can all come together. And if we're in a, like, again, I like to use the analogy, if we're in a restaurant someplace, we're able to realize we've got to come together to make things happen. Now, over the weekend, you were saying, I'm going to tell you about the weather first while you take a breath. Mostly sunny with a high today of 73. You better get in there or I'm going to fill it up. mostly sunny with a high of day, high of 73.
Yeah, we got that. Okay, let's talk about Proposition 19.
Why don't you do that, Carl? Talk about it.
Okay, everybody, get your pencils out. We're going to race through these. Proposition 19. No. No, 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 no. No again on 19. We don't need to legalize marijuana. It is de facto legalized already. Do you want the feds in your business? You know, do you want this whole thing just to overrun us? Talk to any police. You know what? It's the only time you get Brown, Whitman, Farina, Boxer, any of those people to agree. No on 19. You want to legalize marijuana? Do it in the assembly.
This is just badly written.
Badly written. Badly written. Proposition 20. Yes, we want to bring independent redistricting to the House of Representatives. That makes sense. We don't want the legislatures doing it. That's how we're. That's why we're at right now. Why everybody says it's wrong. What we've got is wrong. We've got to change it. We've got to change the way we do business. You let the legislators redistrict themselves. How much of that you think is going to change? How much do you think, Bob? Zero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Proposition 21. They want to do a increase on vehicle license fees and give it to the state parks via the DMV. Can we say no? Yes, I can see where some people will say yes. Oh, it goes to the state parks. You don't know that. Is there anything in there that says the DMV will mark this money and set it aside?
Part of the proposition is that that money cannot be diverted.
Yeah, that's what they say. But what about people that don't use the parks? Do we pay for that? Okay, I'm ambivalent on that. Right now, I'm leaning no, because it's just another tax they put on people. Proposition 22, no. They do not. State finances are already screwed up. We don't need any more. Proposition 23, yes. Vote yes. This is to stop AB 32. Put it on hold. Not stop it, but just put it on hold. I know a lot of my friends will disagree with me on this, but, geez, how much more can we get hammered? How much more can we get in there? You know, Paul Hoosier was on the show Friday and talked about Proposition 23, what it's going to do to our electric rates. Our electric rates are already going up at 7% a year. If this continues, it's just going to get worse. 24, no. Raising business taxes is probably not the right thing to do right now, since we're already the 49th in the United States as far as taxes and tax climate. But not only that, raise taxes when we've got 12% unemployment. Let's just keep hammering those businesses, people. 25 is no. Streamlining the passage of state budgets. That's the two-thirds. You don't want to do that. You know why? It just makes any party that's not in power negligible. Already the Republicans can't even get a bill out of the committees, much less get anything passed. You take away that two-thirds, and we're going to be having a lot of problems on that. And, okay, big one, Proposition 27, scrapping the Citizens Redistricting Commission. It's very much like 20 was. They're trying to come in a different way. So vote no on Proposition 27, yes on 26, no on 25, no on 24, yes on 23, no on 22, no. Okay, 21, yes or no. You can go either way you want on that one. Proposition 20, yes, and 19, no. Of course, that's just our opinion. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Enjoy Magazine. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll have Mayor Patrick Jones and challenger Ken Moran here for a debate. This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
From the Fox Business Network, personal income and spending for September both missing expectations. Income drops 0.1%, the largest drop in over a year. While Americans are spending, it's at a slower pace. Personal spending sees a slight increase of 0.2%, but that follows gains of 0.5% in both July and August. Markets climb higher ahead of the manufacturing report that's due out any moment. Traders are hopeful the report will mirror news from China that showed expansion last month. The Dow up 81 points at 10 a.m. Eastern. And this weekend's bomb scare may have some financial side effects for the shipping industry. Right now, roughly two-thirds of all cargo packages coming into the U.S. are being screened. There's talk for Congress to require screening for all cargo. If that happens, security costs would skyrocket for UPS and FedEx, which could mean higher prices for consumers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Sandra Smith.
Every day, more people wake up with America's number one morning news show. Breaking news you need to know, guests you have to see, and stories that have everyone talking. Steve, Brian, and Gretchen, the fair and balanced news team more Americans trust.
You get news like you don't see it on other channels. We have a conversation with America.
The difference with Fox and Friends is that we also bring you tons of fun, and you're just not going to find that anywhere else.
Weekdays, wake up to Friends. Wake up to Fox and Friends, only on Fox.
Reading Firefighters Association believe in putting public safety first. The Reading Firefighters Association is proud to take a leadership role this election season by encouraging the citizens of Reading to get out and vote. Our association supports candidates who will focus on what matters most in Reading: police and fire protection, continued funding of road improvements, municipal services, and low electric rates, all the while providing jobs for local employers and protecting the city from overdevelopment. The Reading Firefighters Association are endorsing Francie Sullivan, Sandra Spear, and Ken Murray for Reading City Council. We believe these candidates take the responsibility of leading our community very seriously and believe in having the public's safety a priority over unnecessary and costly development. When the community works together, the community wins. Join us on November 2nd and vote for candidates who believe in making public safety a priority. This message brought to you by the Reading Firefighters Association. Proud, dedicated, professional men and women who work tirelessly for our community. We are trained to protect, willing to lead, and dedicated to serve.
There is no place like home. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaberkavich, owner of Home Helpers, and Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
People came to America to escape the excessive taxation in Europe, especially England. Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Taxes in colonial America were very low. When taxes were raised, it was usually for the colony's defense. And when the need was over, the tax was retired. Colonial Americans paid little taxes because they had little debt. They had little debts because they had little government. Today, Americans pay taxes for virtually all we do. Because we have too much debt. We have too much debt because we have too much government. And today's government in Washington wants more. Much, much more. In November, we will send a message. Do we want more debt, more government, and higher taxes? Or freedom to be the best that we can be with less government? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
This
This is Mayor Patrick Jones. In a nutshell, this is what the Reading City Council election is about. The average citizen of Reading makes around $30,000 a year. You may be shocked, as I was, that the average employee at City Hall makes $116,000 a year in salary and benefits. This is unaffordable and unsustainable. I need your help to change Reading's course, to get us back on sound financial ground. On November 2nd, please vote for me, Patrick Jones. I'm Patrick Jones, and I approve this message.
Good morning, North State. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. One of my favorite moments right now, the folks from Enjoy Magazine. Rhonda Ball, good morning. James Mazzotta, good morning.
Good morning.
This is your half hour to tell our folks that are listening what's going on with your magazine. But can I just start by saying bravo, bravo, bravo on the opening of your store.
Oh, thank you. That's right. You guys came in.
We came in when it was almost official, but not official. So we were able to see it up. But not officially, you know, cha-ching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So wonderful products. We just can't say enough about the classy presentation and everything local.
Yes.
Everything has a story. So, okay, shoot.
That's the truth right there. And that's my passion when the customers come in is, you know, just getting the opportunity and being very excited about it because I am, because I've met all these people. And so I have their stories in my head, and it's very easy for me to, you know, give that information, and I think it promotes the spirit of buying. You know, you're in there to do that possibly anyway, but then when you get to hear the story behind all the products, it really encourages you to support these really great local producers. So,
from locally grown rice,
yep,
to hand milled soap,
yep, mm-hmm,
to handcrafted jewelry,
yeah,
vinegar,
hot sauce,
yeah, of course, Carlos hot sauce,
mustard,
yeah.
Honeys and all different flavored balsamic vinegars and olive oils and pottery and you know, silk scarves and incredible alpaca products, which you guys obviously know. And this month
I wore the alpaca socks the other day; they mm-hmm were great.
This month's feature in the November issue is the Fall River Wild Rice. And we picked that product because of it being November and Thanksgiving.
Right.
And we don't have a representative today here, but I like to just, you know, let people know that typically we have somebody come in and we get to introduce them. But Fall River is a perfect place for growing wild rice, and it's a cooperative of farmers that farm this strain of rice, which I like to share with everybody that it is the only indigenous rice to North America. And it came from the Great Lakes areas and has been spread throughout North America by the Native Americans over time. And all the other rices that you eat or that are grown here in California are all different strains that come from different parts of the world that were brought in to grow. But this is the only native rice to North America. So a little interesting story about that. But, yeah, the farmers are cooperative and their products are sold all through North America, all the way to the East Coast.
Well, that's the beautiful thing, too. If you go to the Enjoy store, which is right next to Enjoy Magazine, right down there on Placer and Market, you are going to see stuff, especially, it's really would encourage you to go now. I mean, although it's always going to be replenished, it will be something different next month, because when something sells out, you know how when things are handmade, it's not like you can, you know, obviously nothing's coming from China in hordes of, you know, in a crate full. They're very selected items, and there's few of them. So go, and they have a beautiful box, a wooden box that says Enjoy on the side. That's also, everything's done locally.
Yeah, the crates are gift-giving crates, are kind of like the old fruit crates, and those are made for us by a family in Round Mountain who's been 9 generations. And they fall their own trees, and they have a sawmill that's from the 1800s that's all steam-driven, and they make these boxes or these crates for us, and then they brand the sides of them with our Enjoy logo, and the tagline is Made to Enjoy. And you can come in. We have a little section in the store that's called BYOB, which is Build Your Own. Originally, it was basket, but we made boxes instead.
So build your own box. That's
build
great.
Your own
very
box.
Clever.
And you can go through the store and pick what you want, and you have all the materials for yourself to build a beautiful gift for somebody.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the November issue And what's going on? You've got some incredible things. I know that there's a tribute to lots of different things for tributes to veterans.
Great issue.
The story from Vina, mm-hmm. which is incredible. And so we're here with James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. Join us after these messages.
Hello, I'm Rick Bassetti. Even the union candidates now agree that our employees at the city should begin to pay into their retirement. It's ironic that their campaigns were launched largely because I requested the employees to pay their share. We have successfully won the battle of ideas. So let's stop looking back and begin to look forward. How will we utilize the $4.5 million that will be saved? I have a plan for these taxpayer dollars. We will immediately be able to bring back many of the community service officers in the police department. Also, we will not have to close a fire station. It will allow us to begin to plan for our future proactively versus reactively. The people of Reading are resilient, strong, and generous. It is this attitude that drives me to serve you, to be responsible to you, the taxpayers. We must work hard together so that we move forward. We must provide our younger workers with the opportunity to find the jobs to take care of their families. I will provide you with the fiscally conservative leadership that we need, and we will continue to move forward as a city. I'm Rick Bassetti, and I'm asking you for your vote on November 2nd.
Paid for by committee to elect Rick Bassetti for City Council 2010.
Our government has grown larger and taken on many helpful services, from distributing child support to monitoring air quality. But core essential public safety services like the Sheriff's Department, the jail, and fire protection should always have priority and rise above others. The most basic functions of government are protecting life, protecting property, and our property rights. Our county supervisor has lost sight of this, and it's time for new leadership.
I'm Chris Young, a fiscal conservative who believes in limited government and personal responsibility. I will push to reduce duplicate services to save money, and I want to promote a job-friendly Shasta County.
Chris Young's plan for Shasta County promotes economic growth, protects citizens, and leaves you free to pursue your dreams.
I'm Chris Young. I need your vote to protect jobs, public safety, and property rights.
Vote Chris Young for supervisor, and let's get our priorities straight.
Paid for by Chris Young, District 5 Supervisor, 2010.
This is Jim Nielsen with an election warning. Prop 25 is downright deceptive. It would overturn Proposition 13's hard-fought constitutional taxpayer protections, making it easier for politicians to increase spending and our debt. That's why the big spending lobbies in Sacramento are backing this Prop 25 sham. They want to spend whatever they feel like, and they want to be able to force taxpayers to pay for it. A balanced budget is not their concern. Proponents of Prop 25 want you to think it's simply about passing majority vote budgets, but the truth is it's all about shredding our Constitution's taxpayer protections. Democrats and even Republicans would be tempted to bloat the budget with spending increases and pork barrel projects, and then the pressure to raise taxes to pay for it all would be significantly ramped up. Prop 25 would not lead to responsible, accountable government. It would lead to irresponsible spending and taxes. This is Jim Nielsen urging a no vote on Prop 25.
Paid for by Golden State Leadership Council, Jim Nielsen Ballot Measure Committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:43 in the morning. It's November 1st, my friends. Yeah, we just blew through another month. We're heading in there. We're making on that downward slope for Thanksgiving and then Christmas. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley and his people put in Dish TV. They do a great job. They got a deal now for $25, which you get a coupon for that. You get 123 channels. Getting ready for the holiday season, all the football games, the basketball. So, Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Just give him a call.
We're getting close on that World Series. Yeah. I'm sure everybody's like,
yeah, Giants won again. Yeah.
I was out trick-or-treating with my kids, and, of course, I had my iPhone with the app for that. And just sat there and followed them and watched everything going on from my phone.
How much fun. What was trick-or-treating like this year?
You know, I went with my kids, with my oldest son's one of his best friends. So we went to their neighborhood, and it was really quiet. I mean, for that neighborhood, at least. I mean, we only ran into probably maybe 4 or 5 other groups of kids.
Now, it's said that parents get the first choice of candy. Is that true?
Yeah, well, you know, once they go to sleep.
We are with Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine, and this is the segment where we talk about what's going on in the magazine and the subscription this month. Beautiful, beautiful magazine. Always the woman with the, all the several hats, the blonde, pretty girl with the, looks like, what's up in the hat? What's up in the cat hat? Or
that was something that Yvonne just kind of, I don't know, just decided that she wanted to do, and everybody said, hey, you know, you haven't had a choice in the cover for a while, and we got Brent Van Auken to buy into it, and they just went out and did it, and it works really well. It's just really sweet and clever, but there was really nothing driving it. It was just
it makes you want to open up the magazine because it's what's under the hat.
Yes.
And there's several hats, so and, which it's yeah. really indicative of the stories.
And her name is Amanda Honeycutt, by the way, the girl on the
doll.
Phone.
She's really cute. Okay, well, what have you got open there, Rhonda?
Well, we have the Downtown Winter Wonderland coming to downtown Reading, and that's going to be a pretty exciting thing. They're going to be booths set up starting on the 28th of November, and a display of lights, and that looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be music downtown this year. There's going to be a tree farm and just lots of pretty lights and a great big Christmas tree. So,
and that is that in the promenade?
In the promenade.
So yes. This year we get a tree downtown.
Mm-hmm. Actually, they'll relocate the tree that is usually is in the parking lot of the old downtown mall. Is actually being moved and erected in the promenade.
Which is great. Walking distance for all of us.
Yeah. Well, you'll probably see it.
Well, I'm excited because our grandkids are coming up, and we can walk to just enjoy the winter beautiful yeah. Christmas lights and everything. And so really excited about that.
And Santa Claus will be down there every weekend. Mm. And yeah, so.
He's making the long trip in from the North Pole mm-hmm. just for us.
Oh, man. We are so lucky.
Well, Reading's a good place for him to come.
It is.
Kind of, late, you know, sit in, refuel, and keep going. Yes.
Yeah. Get the pulse.
There you go.
Christmas.
And the Christmas tree lighting is December 2nd, and then the parade is that Saturday as well. So lots of stuff going on downtown starting the beginning of December, but the lights, the displays are going to be starting to go up on the 28th
are you
of November.
Are you going to be in the parade, Linda?
Well, you know, it's
Do
really...
Do you need a float and a mic?
Oh, I love knows? Watching the
Who
Thanksgiving
knows?
Day parade.
Who knows?
You know
we'll
what? My
there.
Eyes just went up and went, wow. This is the Christmas light parade, right?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
That is just the most that is the funnest parade.
It's
yeah,
really fun.
It is fun.
We were in it last year.
We did a float last year, and we had a blast. Enjoyed
you guys did a great float last year. It was wonderful.
We're talking about it, yeah, but we're probably, just because so much is going on, we're trying to kind of figure out what we're going to do and not kill ourselves doing it. Because a lot of these floats, like I know my mom's or my wife's mother is in the Harley group, and they win every year, but they work on this float for 6 months. So, you know.
It's not something you can slam together for the weekend.
Oh, well, you can. Ours was last year, but we didn't get
it. You're wrong.
But
you can
it nearly killed us.
It killed us.
Well, what else we have in there, Rhonda?
And I think it's going to be televised this year, we've heard. Right, Rhonda?
I heard that, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to look into that.
How much fun. Okay, so I'm looking at a zebra.
Oh, gosh. This story is really great. Susan Cloffer, she owns the Palisadro Cedar Tree Restaurant. She's an interesting person. She has she has several animals on her property. She has zebras and she has
little
camels and donkeys and a
buffalo.
But she's just a very interesting person and a really well connected in the Palisadro community, and people really like her. She's got a lot of energy and really great profile on her this month.
And a great mainstay as far as like a center point. I mean, there's a couple of restaurants in Palisadro that are great, and she's got one of them. And it's really kind of, it's one of those great places that you go where you just see the community there having breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and, you know, everybody gets...
I believe we've eaten there
yeah.
before.
Yeah,
it's
to
very
catch
good.
Up with everybody.
Yeah.
And it's kind of that kind of
Throw your
home.
Steak on the grill.
Yeah, yep, she
that's,
has.
Oh, I love
that's
it.
Palisadro, yeah.
That's Palisadro in the steak on the where you do your own steak, but she has her prime rib night.
There
too.
You go. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah. We just know it was good steak. Yep. Prime rib. Hey, and so as far as to do, are these rescues?
No, she's actually purchased them from, and she said that the first animal she purchased was from, she was in Tennessee, I think, or Kentucky at a horse thing, and she found out how to purchase some of the animals, and I think she started with a zebra, so She's
unbelievable.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, it's like a zebra in my backyard.
Wild safari.
Yeah. She just loves animals, and yeah, she's very interesting. It's a really great story, really good profile on her.
Well, great.
Great. I'm seeing a warrior there.
Restrepo's coming to the Cascade Theater on November 13th. A really great, powerful movie about a platoon that was in Afghanistan, and one of the people that was in the platoon is going to be there as well. So
we're going to be talking a lot more about this in the next week or so. Linda and I are honored to be involved with Restrepo. And
have you talked to Tad?
We have not talked to Tad yet. He's not here yet. He's
going to
be here. He will be here. Mm-hmm. We're trying to have his father on the show. It's going to be at the Cascade Theater. It's going to be a great night. You get a chance to talk to him. The movie itself doesn't take sides. It just talks about a platoon of men that are in an outpost in a bad spot in Afghanistan, and I recommend it.
I don't know if you've seen the trailer, but there is a trailer, and we're trying to get it to go up on our website, and it's maybe a minute long trailer.
Right.
And I saw it the other day, and you watch it, and you're just it's that kind of disbelief where you're just like, oh my gosh, but then there is a second where like just tears welled up in my eye. Men like just burst out in just such incredible agony when they lose somebody. It's just so tragic, and it just tore me apart. But it's really powerful.
It's a powerful movie. Again, it doesn't take sides. It just says this is what it's about.
So you have a write up on that and enjoy
it. And it was an interview with Tad too. So
he's from here, right?
Yeah,
he's from
phenomenal.
Here.
His father and sister live here. Yeah.
We met his sister.
Yeah. Yes,
great. Well, we have to take a break. We're coming right back talking more about Enjoy Magazine. What's between the covers? This is Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
The coming election is a defining moment in our city's history. The city of Reading has never faced such serious financial decisions. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Like every citizen in this country, I am concerned about public safety. We know to be truly safe in our community, we need to have a fully staffed fire and police department. In the city of Reading, we deserve to be safe in our home, at work, at school, and on our streets. Because I have attended every city council meeting except one since 2007, I am well aware of the problems we face during these difficult financial times. The problems here in the city of Reading are not the fault of the employees, but rather that of former city council members. We must make the tough decisions now to fully staff our public safety and ensure our stable economic future. I'm Gary Cadd, and that's why I am asking for your support and vote in the coming election.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
The Anselmo Vineyards Winery is our favorite destination. When we want to get away with friends or have a date night, we take a short drive to Anselmo Vineyards. If you're looking for a fabulous wine tasting experience, a five-star menu, and beautiful scenery, then Anselmo's will be your favorite destination.
That's right, Linda. With the seasons changing, it is a beautiful drive up to Anselmo's. Just a little way out of Palo Cedro, and you can enjoy a fantastic lunch with that excellent cuisine prepared by Chef John Stadelli.
And I'm really excited about the new fall music series, Candice Lavolsi, Rick Hill, Johnny Gonzalez, Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Don't forget exquisite dinners, wine tasting, a great time on the ranch, and Salmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. They also provide repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Glock, Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, and Ruger are just a few of the brands available at Bastiani Arms. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. Bastiani Arms now has gift cards, so come pick one up today. Bastiani Arms is located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or call 222-8222. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where we had our town hall meeting on Friday with the unions. That's Tobacco and Brew, finest walk-in cigar humidor in the state. Go down and visit them.
All right. We're back with the folks from Enjoy Magazine, and we're gonna try to plow through here. You've got something exciting to talk about with Sacred Stone and Vina.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know if a lot of people know, but in Vina, California, not too far from here, it's a great day trip. We have a abbey with traditional monks that live there, and it is quite a sight to go and visit. But anyway, I've been there for church service on Easter with some friends a few years ago, and that was a fantastic experience. And they are monks that actually produce wine as a source of income for the abbey. But we have a great story on the abbey and the monks, and it's called Sacred Stones, and it talks about one of the monks that came out here originally, I think it was in 1955, and he was being relocated from Kentucky, from an abbey in Kentucky, to here in Vina. And when he was new, he met somebody that took the opportunity to take him around. I mean, Vina is a non-incorporated city, so it's very small and quaint. And when this gentleman was showing him around, this monk actually found these stacks and stacks of stones behind a building, and come to find out these were stones that had been brought over from Spain. And I believe I didn't finish reading the story even myself, but it was an abbey in Spain that was disassembled and brought over here to be erected, and the Hearsts brought it over. And ultimately, I guess somehow they were able to keep the stones, and so now that is the abbeys, or the monks' jobs right now are they're re-resurrecting this abbey out of these stones that from Spain.
Wonderful story.
Yeah,
wonderful story.
I think, you know, when you look at the photos, you can't even believe what's under construction right now. But this is a traditional, beautiful arched and architect abbey.
Okay, now what do you have going on for Christmas? You have something special that you guys have up your sleeve about a.
Yeah, something.
Book?
Yeah, something new that we are doing, and again, we just are always trying to find things that are great and clever for the community, and we are going to be launching this holiday for the 2011 calendar year. It's called Enjoy the Savings Book, and it is a great book that's shrink wrapped. You'll be able to buy them at the store. You'll be able to buy them at other stores. You either may see kids using them as for schools as ways of fundraisers. And it's a book with basically businesses from all over the region that are participating. And you open the book, and inside there's like a credit card that you pull out and keep in your wallet. And you can use that card at all these businesses for great savings. Your first visit into the business may be like a buy one, get one free or 50% off. So it's
wow.
A really great deal. And then thereafter, for the rest of the 2011 calendar year, there's a second promotion that you will get additional 10, 15% off every time you come to that business. So but what really is great about it is this is a wonderful fundraiser for schools. This is
all right.
Not something that, you know, they make a little bit of money. They actually make a good amount of money for their program.
Great Christmas present. It's a win-win situation.
Stopping suffer.
Okay,
yes.
We've got like 30 seconds.
Boo.
Last thought.
Well, last thought, I think that everybody should get a ticket and go see MASH this weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there are going to be shows at the theater at Skoye School, and it is such a great production, and Wade Riggs has done a phenomenal job. There's about 30 cast members. There's about 50,
we heard that it's great.
50 cast and crew members, and they just have really come together and are putting on a great show.
Community theater at its best.
It's really good.
Okay, hey, we'd really like to thank James Masada and Rhonda Ball. Enjoy, Maggie,
for
being
when
with
you guys
us.
Come in. It's never
our
long
next
enough.
Segment, we'll have Mayor Patrick Jones and Ken Murray in the final
thank
debate
you.
Of the year before the election tomorrow. That's Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Could Connecticut buck a national trend? A Republican running for Senate is running behind.
The voters in Connecticut are really, I believe, going to show an incredible amount of courage.
But Linda McMahon trails Democrat Richard Blumenthal in several polls, but the GOP leads in three Senate races in a new Fox poll today. Ken Buck up by four in Colorado, same with Mark Kirk in Illinois. And Sharon Angle leads Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid in Nevada by 3 points. But in Washington State, Senator Patty Murray is ahead of Republican challenger Dino Rossi by two. Then there's Kentucky. Perhaps the most bitter Senate battle. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live in Louisville.
Dave, they're so opposite that Republican Rand Paul and Democrat Jack Conway even started their day on different ends of the state. Paul makes 8 stops today. Conway will end up next to former President Bill Clinton here in Louisville. They're trying to convince undecided voters like this woman.
It is going to be tight. Because, like, I respect Rand Paul the most, maybe.
Tea Party favorite Rand Paul is ahead in the latest polls. Dave?
Jennifer, American investigators are going to Yemen, but they're not the only ones looking for who packed and shipped those U.S.-bound bombs found on cargo planes. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more on this live.
Dave, a UAE official speaking on condition of anonymity says the serial numbers of a mobile phone circuit board and computer printer used in the mail bomb found in Dubai last week will be shared with other countries, including the U.S., in efforts to track the origins of the bomb parts. Meanwhile, a key suspect has emerged as the bomb maker of Yemen's Al-Qaeda network. He's believed to be behind not only the latest cargo bombs, but others, such as the so-called underwear bomber. Dave?
And Courtney, jury selection starts today in Utah for the man accused of kidnapping Elizabeth Smart from her bedroom 8 years ago. Brian David Mitchell was found walking down a street with Smart 9 months later. Wall Street's rallying despite consumer spending inching up only slightly in September and incomes falling the most in 14 months. The Dow's up 80. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about The Price You Pay. Sounds like a novel, Mike.
That's more like a novel idea.
Oh, I love a good story.
Well, you'll love this one. It's about brake service pricing at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships.
Go on.
You know, some places advertise a cash and carry price. You get a box with brakes in it, which is okay, I guess, if you can install your own brakes.
I can't do that, Mike.
No, neither can I. And sometimes you'll see a price for brake installation, but it doesn't include machining rotors or drums.
Rotors? What?
That's what I said. Turns out, that's typically what you need, though.
But not typically in the price.
No, it's not. But at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships, it is. $179.95 or less covers brakes, installation, and machining rotors or drums.
So it has a happy ending?
Well, it's not over yet.
Well, what happens next?
You read the disclaimer.
Right. Per axle price on most cars and light trucks, front or rear axle, taxes extra, see participating California dealership for vehicle exclusions and details through 11/30/10.
Now that's a happy ending.
Tomorrow is not just about who wins control of Congress. There are a record 37 governor's seats also up for grabs.
Republicans are hoping to pick up a net gain of 12 state houses.
We're a center-right nation, and I think that this election will push us back toward the center.
Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, chairman of the Republican Governors Association, telling NBC News...
The Obama... Pelosi-Reid policies have been far left.
But Democrats are fighting back. Former President Clinton campaigned over the weekend for Ohio Governor Ted Strickland.
We have put in place policies that give us a chance, finally, to build a middle-class 21st century economy where people grow.
Governorships especially important because they will be active in redrawing congressional and legislative districts in 2011. Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
For live election night coverage, go to your local Fox News Radio station or foxnewsradio.com. Arizona's governor is not out campaigning before tomorrow's vote. Jan Brewer is in California for an appeals court hearing on her state's new illegal immigration law that drew boycotts and protests nationwide. A judge blocked key provisions of it, including the requirement police verify someone's status after a legal stop if they suspect that person is undocumented. An attack in Iraq that's left dozens dead is being condemned by the Vatican.
Pope Benedict XVI has condemned the attack on a Catholic church in Baghdad in which two priests were among the more than 50 people killed. The pontiff calling the, quote, absurd violence even more ferocious because it took place against unarmed people in a house of God. Worshippers were taken hostage Sunday at Our Lady of Deliverance Church by Islamic militants, and Iraqi security forces then stormed the building. In Vatican City, Greg Burke, Fox News Radio.
NASA gives Discovery the go for a Wednesday space shuttle launch delayed 2 days by some leaks. The World Series could end tonight if the Giants win Game 5 in Texas. San Francisco's up 3-1 after beating the Rangers 4-0 last night. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, we're keeping this short because we have two of the candidates here. We don't have a lot of time, and we're going to be taking questions from our audience.
Start off with the time, though. It's 8:05 in the morning. It's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 73. You're listening to Carla Lindebaugh here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. And let's go to the phones with Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth. You are live on the air.
Good morning. I will keep this short because I know you've got something important coming up. I just wanted to remind the folks that the Reading Tea Party tonight at the South Bonneville Church, or the Baptist Bonneville Church, 6:00 sharp, we will have Wally Herger's right-hand man from Washington, D.C., who's going to be speaking. Well, he's got representatives all over the North State, but this gentleman is straight out of D.C., and he'll be in Reading today, so he'll be answering questions tonight. And just so the folks know, big day tomorrow. We will have patriots all over the North State in about 8 different locations, from 12 to 1 and 4 to 6, standing, waving flags and reminding people to go to the polls and vote. So, super big day tomorrow.
Okay, Elizabeth, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And yes, tomorrow is a huge day.
It is huge.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you very
much.
Bye-bye. Never can tell what's going to come out of our sound effects here. I guess it was better than ducks quacking. Hey, our guests today are Mayor Patrick Jones and running for re-election for the Reading City Council, and Ken Murray, I believe former mayor of Reading and running for election for this Reading City Council slate. And we're going to start out with a one-minute introduction for each of the candidates, and we'll start with Mayor Jones.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Linda. It's always great to be on the show with you guys. You know, this election has been a long, hard season. But, you know, for me, you know, it's been an honor to serve you as Reading's mayor over this last year. It really comes down to making tough, hard decisions. And I think my voting record stands on its own, that we've stood tall in the pocket when we needed to, and we've had to say no. And a no is not a sign of disrespect, but it's a sign of the times. We're in the fourth year of a global recession of an unprecedented type. Everyone knows the city has had to cut out $25 million of ongoing cuts, and we need people that are going to have the fortitude and the backbone to stand up to the powerful unions, which is what we're seeing today. I'm very proud of this process. I'm very proud of the voters. I trust the voters will do the right thing tomorrow, whatever the outcome has in store for all of us, all 10 of us candidates, and I've just been very, very proud and honored to have taken part in this whole process.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. Ken.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. But before we start with this, I'd like to bring up the fact, Carl, that you told a vicious lie on your Friday program when you said that I was convicted of an illegal weapons charge. Well, that is a lie.
I don't remember saying convicted.
Well,
it's
on your own website.
Well, if I did, I apologize because you weren't convicted of that.
And there were no illegal weapons.
You were not fined?
I was
for possession of weapons that weren't registered. And if I've made if I said that, Ken, then I apologize.
Well,
if I said you were convicted of a weapons charge, but
that is exactly what you said. Well, and anybody wants to hear it can go on your own website and listen to you say it. The fact of the matter is that I bought legally purchased weapons that were subpoenaed from me by the district attorney's office because they felt they were the fruits of stolen money. which was later proven not to be true. The guns are being returned to me. And in fact, the charges that were filed by the state attorney general's office, Jerry Brown's office, was for failure to register. However, there is no statute in the law for how long you have to register a gun after you purchase it, whether it's a week, a month, or 10 years. The reason I paid the fine, which was $500, was because it was going to cost me $2,500 to go hire an attorney to prove that there was a ridiculous charge in the first place. So this spreading of rumors isn't helping anybody. It's not factual, and it's a form of character assassination, and I object to it.
And you have the right to object to it, Ken.
And you have the right to spread any rumors you want.
I try not to spread rumors.
But you do.
I try not to spread. On that one case, yeah. Ken, you're absolutely right.
Thank you.
I was basing it on the fact of the fine that was levied against you, and I may have misspoke it.
And rumors that you heard.
Well, no.
You could have called me anytime.
Well, the fact is this came up in a conversation, and I misspoke saying that you were, whatever it said, convicted of that. What it should have said is that you paid a fine.
I did pay
for
a fine.
For not having legally registered weapons.
No, that's not why I paid the fine. I paid the fine because I didn't want to hire a lawyer for $2,500.
But the fact is still the fine was paid for that reason. I understand the reasoning behind it. But the big thing, though, is that I misspoke.
Okay.
And I do apologize to you for that.
Thank you.
Carl, I think that took over a minute.
Well, it did, but you know what? If I misspeak on things, especially on something like this, on other things, people have the right to say that. And so, and please, Ken, accept my apology for that. It was a misspeaking.
Yeah,
on my
okay.
part.
I was there. It was not slanderous. I was there. It was at the Tobacco and Brew, and I'm not sticking up because it's Carl.
No, it wasn't.
It was on a roll of something, and it was a laugh. There was a laugh. It was a joke. It was a wink. It was not slanderous because you know we're fond of you. So it wouldn't be we would say something to start a rumor
Ken's right that it was misspoken.
It could be taken wrong, but it was just kind of like a roll off and then moved along because we wouldn't do something that would be mean.
And I accept that, Linda, and I like you both. But the fact of the matter is these rumors that get repeated about me are deleterious to my character. And the fact is that there are a lot of them out there. Patrick spread some of them.
One of them
happened on Friday. I mean, that stuff keeps going on and on and on, and I would rather deal with the truth.
Okay, and our chat room is open, and I'm going to be taking questions from our audience. We're going to take a break. We are so we're grateful that both of you are here, and we're ready to start the roll. We'll be right back. This is Carla Lindenbach.
Thanks for listening, Frank.
Patrick Henry Jones, and it's been an honor to serve you as your mayor for the last year. I grew up in Redding, California. I attended Shasta College and Sacramento State University. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 25 years and have volunteered for many local organizations. I was the first elected to city council in 2006. Much has changed in the last 4 years. Times are tough. The state and federal economy is upside down. I've had to make some very tough decisions to cut expenses to match income. The time has come to take action. We must overhaul retirement benefits today, not tomorrow. We must live within our means. Our police and fire departments have been reduced to cover only the minimum demands of our citizens. We can do better, but we must control our expenses. I want to continue representing you on the council and continue the work that we have started to make Reading a better place to live and work. The next 4 years will be fiscally challenging. We need true leadership more than ever. I hope you vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, for Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Reading City Council, 2010.
In a medical emergency, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our 30-minute ER guarantee means you'll spend less time in the waiting room and receive medical treatment faster. We know that no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. That's why at Shasta Regional, our ER guarantees your care will begin within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional is prepared for any emergency and is specially trained and staffed to handle rapid diagnosis and fast-track care during the critical early stages of a heart attack, stroke, and shock when treatments are most effective. Emergencies happen without warning, but quality care by board-certified doctors and nurses is no accident. During an emergency, the hospital you choose can make all the difference in the world. Choose Shasta Regional and receive medical treatment faster. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Total commitment. Total care.
Hey, Harvey, what's all the commotion going on up there?
It's the city working on the wastewater treatment plant.
They're always working on improving our waterways, making sure we have fresh water, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Without sewer lines and treatment plants, our river would be full of all kinds of nasty stuff.
This morning, I read in the Daily Stream that the city is using low-interest loans from the state and money from City of Reading ratepayers to keep our rivers clean. And don't forget, they're also creating jobs.
That's true. Gotta go. I'm about to lose a fin from all this commotion.
What the fish are trying to say is, in order to keep our streams and rivers clean, it takes a lot of manpower and resources. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, it's one of those times that, again, we say, and y'all are probably upset at this point, saying, hey, you ought to be here during the breaks. It gets pretty interesting in here. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, or you can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Okay, the first question is coming out of the chat room. Ken, exactly 2 years ago, you and Dick Dickerson said that the city finances were in great shape. Would you like to comment on that?
Sure. 2 years ago, the finances at City were in great shape. I also said something else at the time, that if cities in California started going bankrupt, we would, in the City of Reading, be one of the last handful of cities to do so. That is still true. Cities all over the state are in far worse condition than the City of Reading is. Our finances are terrible, but they're not catastrophic as they are in many other communities.
Okay.
Well, once again, as we know, Ken's being misleading. I was at that debate when he said that, and he was being misleading. The fact of the matter is that the recession truly started in 2007, and the city wasn't in great shape, and we had to start making large cuts. We had quarter after quarter decline for 3.5 years now, and it started really in 2007. The voters remembered, and they did the right thing in 2008. And that was, they elected a new council person to serve, and this was a non-incumbent. This non-incumbent was Missy MacArthur, and she beat both Dick Dickerson and Ken Murray, incumbents, and she sent Ken Murray packing. I trust the voters. They do the right things, and they're going to send Ken packing tomorrow, I have a feeling of it, for being misleading, and he constantly does it. He has a history of doing it, and the voters don't forget easily.
All right. Do you want to answer that, or do you want to go into another question?
No, I don't need to answer that kind of blather. What's the next question?
Okay, we're talking.
Okay, city assets.
Okay.
Why don't you start, Ken? Should we sell the city assets, specifically Convention Center?
No.
Reading? How about the rodeo grounds? Any of that down there, Ken?
No.
You've been consistent on that from the beginning.
I've said no from the start. The answer is still no.
My answer is absolutely no, and in fact, not only should we not sell it, but we should improve it, embrace it. These are things that are part of Reading's past. The rodeo grounds and the convention center, from as far back when as I was a kid, the convention center brought people here to Reading, and it still does that. And we need to support the convention center. I'm very happy to hear that a group of concerned citizens have come forward and started a group to do just that. And there's a lot happening down in that region, and those two things need to be preserved, and I will fight to protect those forever.
Okay. Ken, you've said before that you would decimate the rest of the decimate the rest of the organizations or the different departments in City Hall before you would touch the police or fire.
I'm of the opinion that the current city council made a huge mistake. They took a budget crisis and created a public safety crisis out of it. I've said from the outset, the pensions and the medical, all of those things are out of control and must be brought in line. Must be brought in line. Whether you take Patrick's approach to bringing them in line, which included cutting $7.8 million out of law enforcement and public safety, or my approach, the difference is this, that that, in fact, the difference in this election is that if Jones et al. Are reelected, by their own admission, it will take 4 years to solve the problem. They intend on negotiating each contract as it comes up. The eight unions will contracts come up over the next 4 years. If I'm elected, it'll be 4 months. I don't have to wait, okay? I don't have to wait for 4 years to solve the financial process. All you got to do is sit down with the unions who are ready to sit down and negotiate fair contracts with lower costs for benefits. They're ready. I'm ready. The current council wants to take 4 years to do it.
So going back to the original question, then, when you said the first time about cutting...
I said that if I had to cut any department in the city, the last department I would cut is public safety. Every other department would go first.
Okay.
Ken's ideas are the wrong ideas, just straight and simple. I doubt you'll see that type of technique used anywhere in the state of California or elsewhere for that matter. The fair thing to do is cut something across the board so that no one department has to feel the total burden. And that's what my plan is. That's what the majority of the city council members today feel is the correct and appropriate things. Should we have everyone else pay for the high benefits and the unsustainable 3% at 50 for police and fire? Is that fair? Will that create good morale within the city of Reading? I don't think so. Our way cuts evenly across the board in a fair manner. And all city council candidates, with maybe the exception of Mr. Murray, agree that it has to be done and we have to do it sooner than later. Cutting everyone else just so that police can get their top pay and benefits that are unsustainable is not the right way.
Okay. The candidates here are Ken Murray and Patrick Jones. They're here for a wide open debate. So far, it's been wide open. The only one bleeding so far is me. But but we're staunching the blood, and we should be back right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
Hello, I'm Rick Bassetti. Even the union candidates now agree that our employees at the city should begin to pay into their retirement. It's ironic that their campaigns were launched largely because I requested the employees to pay their share. We have successfully won the battle of ideas. So let's stop looking back and begin to look forward. How will we utilize the $4.5 million that will be saved? I have a plan for these taxpayer dollars. We will immediately be able to bring back many of the community service officers in the police department. Also, we will not have to close a fire station. It will allow us to begin to plan for our future proactively versus reactively. The people of Reading are resilient, strong, and generous. It is this attitude that drives me to serve you, to be responsible to you, the taxpayers. We must work hard together so that we move forward. We must provide our younger workers with the opportunity to find the jobs to take care of their families. I will provide you with the fiscally conservative leadership that we need, and we will continue to move forward as a city. I'm Rick Bassetti, and I'm asking you for your vote on November 2nd.
Paid for by committee to elect Rick Bassetti for City Council 2010.
Do your customers react to your direct mail with indifference, if at all? I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCalp Resort. Direct mail has been and will continue to be an effective tool to drive sales, currently at $556 billion. There is a program to follow to get results in direct mail. 1. Decide who your absolute perfect customer is and talk just to that person. 2. Give everyone you mail to a reason to do business with you, now, instead of your competition. 3. Design your mail piece, keeping United States Postal Service requirements in the mix. 4. Track your results. Talk to your customers as they respond, and adjust your campaign for the next crucial step. Then repeat. We all have busy lives and need to be reminded. A program is just that, a program, and it must be repeated to maintain or build recognition with your customers. NorCal Presort knows how to save you time and money with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial or call 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Our government has grown larger and taken on many helpful services, from distributing child support to monitoring air quality. But core essential public safety services like the Sheriff's Department, the jail, and fire protection should always have priority and rise above others. The most basic functions of government are protecting life, protecting property, and our property rights. Our county supervisor has lost sight of this, and it's time for new leadership. Vote Chris Young for supervisor, and let's get our priorities straight. Chris Young is a fiscal conservative who believes in limited government and personal responsibility. Chris will push to reduce duplicate services to save money. Chris believes now is the time to be planning for future essential services in regional sewer and water facilities. Chris Young's plan for Shasta County promotes economic growth, protects citizens, and leaves you free to pursue your dreams.
I'm Chris Young. I need your vote to keep priorities straight in Shasta County.
Paid for by Chris Young, District 5 Supervisor, 2010.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and boy, it is. 8:24 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. They were chatting at KCR 1460. Our phone lines are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, Great Americans, finest walk-in humidor in the state. Espresso Joe's, that's Tobacco Joe. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
All right. Okay, speaking of Tobacco and Brew, oh, this chat room is killing me. At Tobacco and Brew, it was reported by the... This is from the chat room, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. At Tobacco and Brew, it was reported by union reps... Okay, I'm trying to pull it back up again here. That they submitted a no-strings-attached gift. Why did Jones and Company refuse it? Patrick?
Well, I can certainly speak to what I felt, and once again, that's misleading, that there were many strings attached. What we'd asked is to forego an upcoming raise that was scheduled from back in 2005. The police union did not want to forego a raise. They were gracious enough, however, to pay a portion of their health care premium worth around $333,000 as opposed to foregoing the raise, which would be around $500,000. But they demanded that they want the contract moved out for 1 year. Now, when we did this last year, because we did the same thing last year, we said we would do it on a one-time basis to help keep police officers on the streets. But it was a Band-Aid attempt, and it wasn't the cure-all. The cure-all is directing and looking at the real core issues. When it came up again, we said no contract extensions, and their contract is up in March. And Ken, once again, is being misleading when he says that unions will negotiate core issues when they're not open, and that's simply not true. In fact, he mentioned Red Bluff not too long ago and their council being able to deal with an issue. It was an open contract. This council needs open contracts to get to core issues, and if Ken says anything else, he's being misleading again.
I agree. This council needs open contracts to get to core issues because no employee trusts this council. A new council doesn't need open contracts to get to core issues. And I've met with all of the unions, and they all say they're ready to negotiate core issues with the new council.
Let me throw this question out there. Well, I tell you what, let's go to the phones. Bruce.
Good morning, guys.
You're live.
I fade up there. I just a question for both the boys there. Do they think that that investigation was handled properly about in checking on to see if the city employees are putting pressure on private individuals, business people per se, if they didn't endorse their people, and the other way around, if some of the private people were picking on union people? I think it was wasted money because it was kind of a biased person that they hired to do the deal. Why didn't they throw it in front of the grand jury where you got to put your hand on the King James and get, and they have subpoena power if they really wanted to find out what went on?
Okay, Bruce,
on air.
Yeah, thanks very much, Bruce, for your question.
Well, thank you. It's a good question. You know, and I did not know who the investigator was until the investigation was over, and then I did learn that it was retired CHP Chief Sean Watts, who is a friend of mine, and I like Sean, and he is a good guy. Was he the right type of negotiator for this type of problem? Can't speak to it. Don't know for sure. The details of that particular investigation, I was called. My name was involved, and yet the investigator did not contact me and did not interview me. So I certainly have some concerns with it. But in the bigger picture, not just that one incident, because I don't have all the details on that incident, but I can tell you from starting about 2 months ago, all across our city, business after business after business after business that I had my signs up, the owners of those businesses have been approached by varieties of different people and made threats about removing signs. And I've had to come by various businesses and do just that, remove some of my signs because of the pressure exerted. And I ask the Reading residents, is this what they expected? Is this good for Reading, this type of pressure? I say not. I do not like the conduct that I've seen in this election.
Kim.
Mayor Jones was quoted in the newspaper the other day that he knows with 100% certainty that those threats occurred, despite the fact that Investigator Watts said there's no independent evidence to prove the allegations. Jones later goes on in the article to question Investigator Watts' credibility. Now, I have heard Patrick say over and over and over again he respects the employees of the city of Reading. When the boss of the city of Reading, when the boss isn't excited when his employees get found not guilty, that's disrespect for every employee in the city of Reading.
Well,
and in private enterprise, that'd get him fired.
Well, let me put it this way, Ken. When I know what happens, don't be misleading. Go to the truth. Go to talk to people. Go talk to the business owners in our community and ask them what's happening.
Go talk to your employees, Pat.
Okay, we've got to take a break, you guys.
Sorry to break in. We do have
some people. We have callers. The lines are loaded up. And we do have questions that we will ask in full. Absolutely in full. We'll get right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. Don't want to miss what's coming up.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissian. The final countdown to Election Day, and Democrat Chris Van Hollen predicting his party will stay in power.
My expectation, based on the early vote pattern, where it's been very clear that Democrats have been coming out in big numbers on the early vote, above projections.
But most pundits say Republicans will take over as the majority in the House and gain seats in the Senate. New information concerning the bombs found in the suspicious packages addressed to Chicago synagogues.
A UAE official speaking on condition of anonymity says the serial numbers of a mobile phone circuit board and computer printer used in the mail bomb found in Dubai last week will be shared with other countries, including the U.S., in efforts to track the origins of the bomb parts.
Fox Radio's Courtney Keeley and U.S. counterterrorism officials warning local law enforcement to be on the lookout for more suspicious packages. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care. By now, you have probably heard about sedation dentistry. It's a wonderful technique that actually makes dental visits a comfortable experience. Patients who are fearful or need a long dental visit can be sedated with just a small blue pill. Then they are relaxed and comfortable for their entire appointment and wake the next morning with very little memory of their treatment. Patients can be sedated for almost any procedure. Fillings, crown and bridge work, cosmetic porcelain veneers, one-visit Cerac porcelain crowns, even tooth replacement with dental implants. Nervous patients can even have cleanings and gum treatment with sedation. And if you don't need sedation, remember that nitrous oxide is always available. And our new local anesthetics are more comfortable and powerful than ever. Whatever care you need, your comfort will be our priority. So if you've been putting off going to the dentist, give us a call today.
Call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit ReadingSedationDentist.com.
Immigration is a difficult issue, but Meg Whitman has a sensible plan.
Strengthen the border, end sanctuary cities, crack down on employers who hire illegal workers, and establish a temporary guest worker program.
And Jerry Brown?
He's way out there on immigration.
As Attorney General, Brown has done nothing about sanctuary cities.
With a politician like Jerry Brown, it's always talk, never action.
Brown supports giving financial aid to illegal immigrants at California state colleges.
The colleges we taxpayers support.
With our state in a financial crisis,
should we be giving college tuition aid to people who are in this country illegally?
Jerry Brown says yes.
Meg Whitman says no. She opposes financial aid for illegal immigrants. She says legal students should come first.
Meg Whitman, she's got it right on this issue.
And Jerry Brown has got it wrong. He's just another politician with all the wrong ideas.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor, 2010.
The Reading Firefighters Association believes in putting public safety first. Cold, wintry weather can make you want to cozy up next to a wood stove or fireplace, light some candles, and keep warm. The Reading Firefighters Association urges you to make fire safety at home your number one priority by following a few simple guidelines. Be sure your smoke detectors are in working order. If you have a fireplace or wood-burning stove, ensure your chimney or flue are checked and clean. Never discard hot ashes from wood stoves or fireplaces in your residential garbage cart. The carts have been known to melt and start house fires. The Reading Firefighters Association recommends hot ashes be cooled away from your house in a metal container for several days. Always extinguish burning candles when you're out of the room. This message brought to you by the Reading Firefighters Association, proud, dedicated, professional men and women who work tirelessly for your community. We are trained to protect, willing to lead, and dedicated to serve.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Great place to get a haircut, man's last stronghold. Go down and visit D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. It's a good time to get a haircut. Our guests today are Mayor Patrick Jones, running for re-election, and former Mayor Ken Murray, running for election for the city council. That's as fair as I can make it, man. So, okay, let's go into Charles. Good morning, Charles. You get the first.
Yeah, good morning. Did you get my analysis of that PI or the posted version of that?
I did, but I don't have time to talk to everybody about it. But thank you, though. It was well written as usual, Charles.
Thank you. Well, at any rate,
yep. What's your question?
It has to do again with union behavior. It sounds to me like Mr. Murray and maybe denying that any union intimidation took place ever, because on July 20th in the city council meeting, that meeting, and you and I were both there, that meeting was packed with union people wearing black shirts, black T-shirts, you know, with their union initials on them, and throughout various parts of the meeting, they would interrupt council members, they would heckle, they would say, you know, so screw you, you know, we're getting rid of you, you know, da-da-da-da-da, and all this other stuff, and, you know, these are, and that was not the only meeting which this occurred, but I mean,
you're looking at it as an intimidation, right, Charles?
Right. I mean, if they're going to do that, I mean, I find it hard to believe that absolutely no intimidation took place anywhere, whether regardless of what happened with the specific allegations investigated. I just find it hard to believe that no intimidation ever took place.
Okay. Hey, Charles, thank you for your question. Let's let Ken answer that one. Thank you very much for your question.
Thank you.
I don't have any idea whether any individuals ever intimidated anybody, and I wasn't at the meeting he was talking about. I have attended joint union meetings on five different occasions, and on the five occasions I attended them, that subject never came up. It never came up about not buying from anybody. It just didn't come up. You know, I'm running an independent campaign. The unions are running a slate. That's not me. That's them. As far as I'm concerned, they're very well maybe individuals who have taken inappropriate action. And if so, those individuals ought to be brought to justice. On the other hand, I don't have any experience with a union as an organization doing anything like that. I haven't seen it. I don't know personally anything about it.
Okay. Let's go to line one. John, you're on.
Good morning, Ken.
Hi.
Good morning to everybody there. It's too numerous to list right now.
Patrick, see
Patrick,
Patrick,
welcome.
Carl,
it's just two of
Linda,
us.
And Ben Bott.
We have six or seven out in the, we've got six or seven supporters from each crew out there in the lobby, and they're all rolling on the ground right now.
This is I would love to have a camera action going on at your station. Okay, question for Ken to begin with. According to city staff management, they have cut to the bone, and the 56% of the budget that goes to
core public safety issues or units must be attached. You've stated you know of other cuts and reductions that can be made. Staff and current council says otherwise. Can you give us some idea of this unique knowledge that you have and where you're going to cut from?
It isn't any unique knowledge. The first thing that needs to happen is all of the contracts need to be renegotiated to a lower level that is more sustainable. Second thing that needs to happen is all new hires need to be hired on a different basis than current employees. We then need to reset to zero budget, and see what it takes, see what our income is, which is going to be for the general fund in the coming year, somewhere around $68, $69 million. Of that amount of money, within that amount of money, we need to restore the public safety jobs that have been lost. Then we can drive out a number that represents the total savings that has to be made, because from my point of view, that savings must come after negotiations, after new hire criteria is changed, and after the public safety officers are rehired. We see how much money we've got left. I happen to believe we'll be able to keep all employees, but if we can't, we will start with anybody other than public safety.
Well, hold on a second, because it sounds like what you're saying is to balance the budget, we should rehire public safety employees.
No, we should balance the budget and rehire public safety employees and reprioritize the remaining employees.
Okay, John, let's let Patrick.
Yes, well, please. It sounds like all the water is going into one side of the
John,
plant.
John, let's let Patrick answer here.
Okay, Ken.
All right, thanks, John. Again, Ken's being extremely misleading. If he thinks that non-public safety unions are going to come and open contracts before those contracts are open only to get cuts to support public safety, they're not going to do it. It's just not going to happen.
Well, they say they are.
Well, you know, you can say anything you want.
No, they say
you can talk the talk, Ken, but you got to walk the walk. And you've been at council two times before, and you're unwilling to do these things. Giving the farm away in closed doors is not a master negotiator. The reality today is we're in a global recession of an unprecedented type, and everybody across the board has to give a little. It's fair, and the public knows it. They understand it. They get it.
I agree.
And it's not just police that are going to be set aside and held on a pedestal. We can't pander ourselves to the police because that's who's supporting you. And you're
it's a function of government if you don't have law enforcement.
We're not hemorrhaging today in the police department. We're down on numbers. And until we
you've
get
already
to
bled them dry.
Well, again, Ken, let me speak. And when it's your turn, you can speak and continue with the misleading facts. The facts of the matter are, until we get to an open contract, which comes in March, we'll be able to negotiate in good faith, as we're required to do. And when we do that, we will then be able to restore the staffing that this city has paid for and deserves.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I have a question for both of you from the chat room. Carl and Linda Bott, we'll be right back.
My name is Barbara Harrison. I've worked with Francie Sullivan on boards and numerous community service projects. Francie has the best interest of Reading's future in mind. She is a people person who truly cares about people. Francie has her eyes on the details of everything she sets out to do. Accountability and efficiency are her hallmarks. She definitely cares about Reading's future, or she wouldn't be in this race. I know that before she entered this race, she thought long and hard, and now knows that she has made the very right decision. The City Council is the watchdog of the taxpayers' money. She will be a good watchdog. She's the best candidate. Again, my name is Barbara Harrison. Vote for my friend Francie Sullivan for Reading City Council.
I'm Francie Sullivan, and I'm asking for your vote for Reading City Council. Citizen safety should not be jeopardized with two-man fire trucks and an understaffed police department. Wages and benefits should be negotiated with respect and appreciation for all concerned, paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council 2010.
Shasta County residents deserve honesty, integrity, and accountability from all their public servants. With proven leadership skills, experience, and fiscal responsibility, Les Baugh is again the right person for County Supervisor District 5. He brings his continued commitment to serve Shasta County on a full-time basis.
My name is Les Baugh. Listening to you, I help stop tank. fought Forest Service road closures, helped push back unneeded septic tank fees, and spoke out as your public voice. I have helped across my district with everything from business expansion to fire suppression. I work tirelessly to help all residents of Shasta County. When reelected, I will continue to promote community, public safety, jobs, and business with a proven commitment to responsible financial management. I work for you, and I'm available. My personal cell is 941-4748. I would sincerely appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Reelect Les Baugh, County Supervisor, District 5, 2010.
This is Jim Nielsen with an election warning. Prop 25 is downright deceptive. It would overturn Proposition 13's hard-fought constitutional taxpayer protections, making it easier for politicians to increase spending and our debt. That's why the big spending lobbies in Sacramento are backing this Prop 25 sham. They want to spend whatever they feel like, and they want to be able to force taxpayers to pay for it. A balanced budget is not their concern. Proponents of Prop 25 want you to think it's simply about passing majority vote budgets, but the truth is it's all about shredding our Constitution's taxpayer protections. Democrats and even Republicans would be tempted to bloat the budget with spending increases and pork barrel projects, and then the pressure to raise taxes to pay for it all would be significantly ramped up. Prop 25 would not lead to responsible, accountable government. It would lead to irresponsible spending and taxes. This is Jim Nielsen urging a no vote on Prop 25.
Paid for by Golden State Leadership Council, Jim Nielsen Ballot Measure Committee.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:45 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're chatting it on KCNR1460.com.
Folks, this is the last debate, okay, before Election Day tomorrow. So we do encourage your chat, your emails to come in and your chats. And also, if you're calling, make a brief question, and we'll get you on the air. Some people are calling in and wanting to remain anonymous. That's cool. But if you want to get, we got 15 more minutes, and this is it. Question: if you both get elected and voters approve A and B, you both are going to be sitting on the council if you both get elected. What will you do? Let's start off with you, Patrick.
Well, I've sat on council before with Mr. Murray and without Mr. Murray, and that was not a cuss word, I promise you. We hope the measures A and B have to do with our post-retirement health care and having our employees pay their 7 or 9% towards the CalPERS, which we have been working on to try to keep every fully staffed police and fire. And those measures are very important, and we're going to let the public weigh in on those. And what happens come tomorrow will give direction to future city council candidates. And I can tell you if they pass, that our negotiations will start with each union, and those two issues will be the opening bargaining positions. And I think the council will listen to the public when they cast their ballots. And I believe that we're going to need every tool that we have in our tool chest to be able to negotiate with these unions. Keep in mind that with IBEW, we negotiated with them 62 times over the course of almost 2 years on the one post-retirement issue alone. We need every tool in our toolbox to try to accomplish the goals for our city.
Ken?
If A and B pass, what will I do?
And you're on the council.
I'll honor them. You know, it's the opening bargaining position. Patrick's a little disingenuous talking about 62 bargaining sessions with IBEW over 24 months. 14 of those 24 months was because Patrick and his cohorts on the council did not understand the impact on the GATB 45 numbers, that in fact there is something called adverse selection, which would drive up the $95 million bill to $118 million bill, and it took them 14 months to understand it, and it was their own actuary who came up with the numbers before they could put forward a position. So, you know, blaming the union for that just doesn't cut mustard for me.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Brandon.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. Good morning.
Yeah, I just have a quick question. I'll take my answer off the air. I was wondering, you're talking about they'd have to pay, the employees would have to pay their percentage of their PERS. How much that would come to per month on average, how much they would have to pay per month? To break it down just a little bit more.
Well, I don't have those figures on the top of my head, but I can tell you we've had to cut out $25 million of ongoing cuts at City Hall, and 7%. So it really depends on a person's wage, what they make, as to what 7% will be. And I'm not opposed to taking a look at a sliding scale for workers that are making $40,000 as opposed to workers making $100,000. And we can certainly talk about that. But the bottom line today is that the benefits that we have are unsustainable to keep the level of staffing the way that it is today. We have to start living within our means and reducing our spending. And I think all the candidates agree with that. Now, we may disagree on how to do that, but in my opinion, to keep us competitive in the California marketplace, having our employees, non-public safety, 7%, public safety paying 9%, keeps us competitive and keeps our staffing levels where they need to be.
I agree with Patrick. Those cuts must be made. And Patrick hit the nail on the head. The issue is not what needs to be done, but how to do it. Their plan takes 4 years. My plan takes 4 months. That's the only difference.
Okay, a question from the chat room. We'll begin with you, Ken. Great the job you think Kurt Starman is doing.
On what scale?
Or how do you think? Both of you. The question is, could you please rate
if one is absolutely poorest and 10 is the best, does that help?
Well, I don't know that I'm in a position to rate Kurt Starman's job because I'm not the one doing the rating. Patrick does the rating. That's the council's job. And I haven't been around Kurt for a couple of years. So I think the question is more appropriately addressed to Patrick.
That is correct. Ken did work with Kurt for 2 years. I've worked with Kurt for the last 4 years. And, Kurt's a local guy. He's a local guy just like I am. And he is very smart. He's very capable. And he is a pleasure to work with. And, I think if you talk to all the council members, current and past, you'll find that Mr. Starman, at least in this last 4 years, has been, conducting himself very professional. But it is very important that council continues to remember that the will of council continues to move forward, and that's the job of the city manager to make sure that will is carried out.
Going
to
take a break. We'll be right back. Got more questions from the chat room.
Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Never before has the city of Reading faced such difficult economic times. The future depends upon what we do now. Now is the time we, the people, make a clear statement to end the unsustainable salaries and benefits that are plaguing our city. Now is the time to save money or face certain financial ruin. I know how we got to where we are today and what needs to be done to turn the problem around. I'm Gary Cadd, and I'm asking for your support and your vote in the coming election.
This is Doug LaMalfa. I've worked at the state level for fiscal responsibility and keeping Northern California first. Here in Reading, I know Gary Cadd will work to keep Reading first. Gary will work to protect your tax dollars from state grabs and deliver city services and public safety while respecting your hard-earned tax dollars. Gary has carefully studied and is informed on these challenges and is ready to serve.
We all need to do our part and make the sacrifices necessary to rebuild our local economy.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and Bastiati Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. They also provide repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiati Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Glock, Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, and Ruger are just a few of the brands available at Bastiati Arms. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. Bastiani Arms now has gift cards, so come pick one up today. Bastiani Arms is located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call 222-8222. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back
Welcome
down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, a home of Free Fire Media. Is brought to you by BNT Satellite, 244-1988, Dish Satellite. Doug Tuohy guarantees his work. Go ahead and put him a call. He's a local guy. Our guests are former mayor and running for city council, Ken Murray, and our present mayor, Patrick Jones, is running for re-election. And this is, okay, we've got Gary on line one.
Yeah, I have a question. I think it's probably for Patrick. I've asked both Mr. Pizzetti and Patrick this question before, and I've never got an answer. But I'd just like to know the private negotiator they have. I think his name is Mr. Avery. How much money is left in his fund, and has he had any results yet?
Thank you
for
your phone.
I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you, Gary. Good question.
Well, you know, I've tried to respond to that question the best that I know how. And haven't tried to dodge any questions. We tried to be very transparent on our negotiator, Mr. Bill Avery. Personally, I think he's doing an excellent job, very satisfied with his techniques of negotiation. And the union members, I think, like him as well. You know, these are tough times we're in negotiating, and especially when we're looking for concessions to keep us whole, he has a very tough job in front of us, in front of him. The total pay, the council agreed to not exceed $50,000. We have not done that. To date, we've spent about $30,000, give or take a couple thousand dollars, if that answers your question closely enough. So we still have around $20,000 left in that council-mandated decision. Now, keep in mind that if we had a personnel director, because that's who Mr. Avery is taking the place of, that person would cost the city of Reading residents over the period of 1 year over $100,000. This is a good move. We get a great negotiator that's been around California. He's worked with many cities up and down California for $50,000 or less, in this case still less, and he's doing a great job in a tough, tough time, and he's negotiating in good faith, and very impressed with him.
I've known Mr. Avery for probably close to 20 years. He is a pro. Unfortunately, he cannot negotiate a solution when one side or the other is intransigent. So far, there's no results because somebody's being intransigent in the whole thing.
Okay, our next questions will be one-minute questions here. Patrick? People have a lot of questions about why Oasis, why is money being spent out there? One minute.
All right. Well, Oasis is, and me and Mr. Murray here differ on whose responsibility the interchange is. And I can tell you it is not a Caltrans project. It's a City of Reading project. And we need to keep our infrastructure up. That's what we do inside the city limits. Now, mainline I-5 is the responsibility of Caltrans, and we work with Caltrans very closely on most of our major highway projects. And the fact of the matter is on Oasis today that the only money spent right now is besides around $500,000 of general fund monies in design and PSR repayment that we have gotten American Reinvestment Act funds to do the $2.2 million loop on-ramp that will make the interchange safer and better getting cars around in a safer manner. Keep in mind out there that we have Gold Hills, Terra Oaks, all the folks on Bear Mountain Drive, and the new subdivision that will be planned that's been approved by Council, Seven Bridges. And that's only on the east side of I-5, not including all the type of folks. So it's an infrastructure issue. We've spent about, you know, under $3 million total, and we have no money for anything else on the interchange. And it's why I went to D.C., under the authority of the city council as a number one project, to try to see if we could get funds towards this project. I was unable to do so.
Okay.
All right, we have a question coming in. Ken, people, this has come up a couple times, your relationship with Stillwater.
What about it?
It was the
idea came about in the late 90s. It was the premier issue that Patrick Kite ran on. When he was elected in, I think, 98 or 2000, the council went forward with it. When I was elected to the council in 2004, I continued. I've always supported it. It wasn't my idea. Somebody else had the idea. I supported it, and I voted for the money to implement it.
Well, at least Ken's being honest, and I applaud him for that. Thank God. In 2007, I, too, supported the first $10 million bond for Stillwater, and that night, I knew it was the wrong mistake. I went to our city manager and afterwards said that I would no longer support this project, that I do not believe that it's a good use of public funds. And from that moment on, for the next 3 years, I voted no consistently, opposing Stillwater as a poor use of public funds.
Okay. Patrick, got 30 seconds to kind of
recap.
Sum you up, and then we'll go to Ken.
Well, I appreciate Ken. I appreciate Carl, Linda giving us this opportunity to one last time just before we go to the polls. I did want to invite anyone that is interested in this election and the outcome for November 2nd tomorrow that I invited all the city council candidates to come to Tobacco and Brew, the community room, tomorrow night. We're going to meet there. You know, we'll start between 6 and 7, and then we're going to stay there as long as people want. We'll have a big screen TV up. We'll be doing some cooking. And I know myself's going to be there. Gary Cadd's going to be there. Mr. Say Chow, John, you know, Don Kirk. We got a lot of candidates that are going to come by, and I'm sure a few others are going to stop by through the course of the evening. So stop on by. Get out and vote. And thank you, Reading.
Okay. Ken.
Yeah, this election is very, very clear. Do you want 4 more years of headlines in the newspaper, of fights between the unions and the council, because their plan, as they stated over and over, is going to take 4 years to implement? Or do you want it done in 4 months? I also appreciate the opportunity to come in this morning, Carl, and especially Linda, much more Linda than Carl. And I, too, am having a party Thursday night. You can go eat Patrick's food. Tuesday night, you can go eat Patrick's food and then come over to my party. It's going to be at Leatherby's Ice Cream Party Parlor, and you can make your own sundaes. And I invite you to bring your children because if I win, I want hot fudge sundaes. If I lose, I want hot fudge sundaes.
Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Is a Republican wave about to roll over Capitol Hill? Democrats say, don't count your votes before they're cast.
My expectation is that we will retain a majority in the United States House and in the United States Senate.
Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen heads the Democrats' campaign committee in Congress. A new Fox Battleground poll gives Republicans the edge in 3 key Senate races, Colorado, Nevada, and Illinois. A full court press on both sides until the end. One of the most contentious races for Senate in Kentucky. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Louisville.
Lisa, Democrat Jack Conway says Republican Rand Paul is wrong for Kentucky, and Paul asks voters how they can trust Conway after recent attack ads. Kentucky voters like Kim May have heard it all.
I have been inundated with ads, and I think it's ridiculous.
May says she would have preferred hearing more about the issues.
Definitely health care is a big issue. Yes, yeah, that's probably the biggest right now for me.
Rand Paul and Jack Conway are competing for retiring Republican Senator Jim